Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise about this time, this special time into which we have entered, and we step into it by faith in God. And I'm asking you for insight, ideas, and concepts from heaven. We would like very much to have your insights on what we're talking about, and we pray it and ask it in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we consider it done. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is Professor Greg Stevens, our illustrious teacher and Bible scholar at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Kenneth Copeland Bible. That's still just...
I like it.
I do too, but it well...
Amen.
My goodness. No, God's goodness, that's the way it goes. Now, take us back into last week, and let's recap what we're talking about, especially concerning a Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. Now, we know that as born-again believers, we have been grafted in, according to the Word. And I'm totally convinced, and have been for a long, long time, Greg, that the ministry stands since the very beginning concerning our support for the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, and the times that I've been there. The last time I was there was with Harry Jackson. God bless him, he's in heaven now. And I was standing up on top of recording studio there, and I was part of his broadcast. And looking out, and he pointed out certain things. I hadn't seen it from that perspective before. And I fell in love with that city again. And our support of Aliyah, and that's
which
the one
is bringing Jews back
home.
To their
and in a lot of cases, supporting them for a year financially till they get on their feet.
That's right.
And more than one time. And that's brought the blessing of God on this ministry. And it's amazing.
Well, because
and wonderful.
The Word said it would.
Yes, it does.
And so that's why you've done it. You didn't do it out of any other reason than that's what the Word said. And you've always based this ministry on, well, if it's in the Bible, that's what we
do. That's what we do.
And so that's why we do that. So I'm not trying to give a new doctrine or new something. I went off of this. Your word from the Lord for 2022, the year of direction, the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit, soul, and body, finances, churches, and the government. And I started looking at it, and then started looking at this year, and I didn't look at 2022. I went to the Jewish year, 5782, and then began to look at it and realized it's a Shemitah year. A lot of people don't even know what that is. It's a Sabbath year. It literally means this, to release. Something is released in a Shemitah year. It was a year of the Lord. The instructions were given to Moses. Every Sabbath, 7 days, there's a day of rest. And then every 7 years, there's a year of rest in Israel where you don't, they don't plant the crops. Whatever grows naturally, they give the year a chance to rest. When they didn't do that, they got in trouble with the Lord. But as they did that, they were blessed. And so, it's a Sabbath rest year. And so I began to look at that. What does that look like for us? And I broke down. You have to go back and look at it. I won't take the time here. Broke down the numbers of the years and what they mean and all that, and shown how God has spoken through his word concerning year. This is not something new. When the Lord gives you direction about something for the year, that's nothing new. That goes all the way back early with the rabbis. And so, literally, it's a sabbatical rest for God's people this year.
And we have to always...
And they failed to do it.
You have to always, always, constantly remind yourself that all of this is a book of covenants.
It's not a book of testaments. It's a book of covenants. Right. And then the word covenant is used all the way throughout. For instance, you go to the last and most important Seder meal between heaven and earth. It changed everything. What did Jesus say? He shocked that group of Orthodox Jews when he picked up Messiah's cup.
That's right. And made it his own.
Yes, he picked
it
up.
This is my blood.
He said, this is the new covenant.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And my blood.
And he's making it right then. There are four cups at the Seder meal, and he picked that one up, and a cup of redemption, and offered it as himself. Same thing he did with the matzah, with the bread. There's three pieces in there, and they represent the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You always take Jacob, break Jacob, hide Jacob. Well, Jacob, Isaac.
Isaac.
You break Abraham, Isaac. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You break Isaac. Thank you for correcting me, Lord. And Isaac was broken on the altar with Abraham as a type and a shadow of what was to come.
Well, sure he was, because he, the Lord had, now here, and this is important. Knowing what was coming, because this was a plan before the foundation of the world. Knowing what was coming, he asked his covenant partner, Abraham, to offer up his only begotten son on the altar.
That's right.
And
some who do you love is what the scripture said.
And so, he so trusted his father Abraham. And finally he said, Father, where is the sacrifice?
Right.
Well, he fully, you go again to the book of Hebrews, and it said he received him raised from the dead in a figure. He had a vision of it and saw it. He raised that knife. He fully intended for God to raise him up out of those ashes, because he was totally and completely persuaded that God could not lie, and he had a blood covenant.
And the angel had to stop his arm.
Had to stop it.
Because he was on his way to do it. Isaac.
Now, that's a type of Jesus. We know
absolutely
that.
Right.
So now, God's covenant partner was willing to do that, then the day would come when Jesus would cry out, if it be possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He could do no less, because he was in covenant with that man, and he offered his son. He had to go through.
Now, Abraham had other children. He had one before. He had other after. But Isaac is his covenant son.
That's the promised.
That's the promised one. That's the covenant of him and Sarah.
Yeah.
That's the child from her. And so now all the others have been blessed because of faithful Abraham to this day. But that was the one, and that's the one that Jesus comes through. And so God's only begotten, loved, beloved of the Father, then he gave his life. He is the
So there's
son.
No way God could back out of that.
No.
Neither could Jesus.
And here's the point. Once God said something, you told a story a few weeks back of your father. As soon as Mr. Copeland said something, he had to do it. If he said he's going to spank you, then he was true to his word to do it. Once God commits himself to something, like if you'll bless Israel, I'll bless you. If you'll bless the Jewish people, I'll bless you. Then he's committed to do that. Even if they don't obey him with a Shemitah year, then he's committed to do what he said he's going to do. Well, okay, I'm going to let these things happen to you in that regard. So now in Christ Jesus, though, things have been fulfilled. And so we know that this is a natural Shemitah year, which is a release year. It's a sabbatical year. It's a year where there's a hedge of protection around God's people, even though craziness will be happening in the world. We'll be all right if we'll enter into that rest. Now, it takes faith to do that, because the children of Israel with Moses never could enter into that rest. You find it over in the book of Hebrews. But we're not going to be like them this year.
No.
Or any year. We're in Christ. He's the Lord of the harvest. And so every year, in a way, is a Shemitah year for us. Every year is a Jubilee year for us. It just happens to fall on the calendar this year.
And Jesus is our Jubilee.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, explain the Jubilee year, because we have new people that don't know what that is.
After seven cycles of 7 years of Shemitah years, there's a year of Jubilee. And the year of Jubilee, well, Jesus proclaimed it that day in the synagogue in Nazareth, as his custom was on the Sabbath day. He went and read, and he took the book of Isaiah. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he's anointed me. Well, he's declaring a year of Jubilee right there, that he
is the acceptable year of the Lord.
Acceptable year of the Lord. All debts are released. If you're a slave, you're freed, and it's the 50th year. All of it's done. Well, he did that. He released us of our debt. We were married to a system that was against us. There was no way we could be righteous in ourselves. We needed a Savior. And so he did that. We're now married to him. We've been divorced from that old system.
That's right. You can find that in the book of Colossians, the first two chapters especially.
Right. So we're dead. That's why I have an arrow in my Bible. I've spent so much time studying that first part that I point that arrow to remind me that I live on this side of what he's already done for us. But he's released the debt. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I've been set free. He dealt with sin.
I am so convinced that the United States is a type of Israel. Here was a people that wanted to worship God, and they were under a terrible government that didn't want to let them go.
That's right.
And they left.
They saw it as an exodus and a new Jerusalem.
Yes, they did. And they began to name their cities and so forth after that, and made the exodus to the new land. Mm-hmm. And they covenanted with God at the very beginning, the Mayflower Covenant.
Absolutely.
And then the great covenant there where Virginia Beach is now in Virginia. And they erected a cross knowing that they would never get back to England again, and gave themselves totally to, and they dedicated this land to the Lord Jesus Christ and the preaching of his gospel.
And they didn't steal land in Plymouth. They bought it.
They bought it.
From the Indians. They respected them. It's not like what's being taught nowadays, because they're trying to rewrite our covenant history. This is why you have to put yourself in remembrance of these things. It's what Abraham did. It's what Sarah did. Sarah herself received strength to conceive. She judged him faithful that promised. She went back and put herself in remembrance of all that covenant.
They haven't studied the Native American. And the different tribes had different ideas.
Yes, they did.
And I'll point out that Sitting Bull would go up on top of a hill, and he would pray to the forever spirit. He didn't know his name, but he prayed to the forever spirit. Mm-hmm. And he said, because of you and because of your protection, no enemy can kill me.
Praise God.
And there's one...
Well, that's Paul on Mars Hill, isn't it?
It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same.
There was a time when there was some soldiers that had him pinned down. And then they were shooting at him. He walked out from behind the cover and sat down out there on a stump or a rock, I don't remember which one, and loaded his pipe and smoked it, and the bullets just going in every direction, and he got up and walked away because of his faith in the forever spirit.
There you go.
Now, an enemy didn't kill him. It was a member of his own tribe. So, but I just want to point out the people that talk about the Native Americans don't know their history.
Yeah, probably never met one in their life.
No.
Anyway, I shouldn't have said that. But the cities that they named, the mountains that they named, all had biblical names. And it wasn't just on the East Coast. As they came west, they did the same thing. They continued to name everything. One of the founding fathers, matter of fact, they wanted to make a homeland for the Jews in America.
You know, the mountains named Sangre de Cristo Mountains.
Right.
Blood of Jesus Mountains.
There you go.
That's strong.
There you go. Well, California, the mission.
Yes.
They set missions, one day's walk apart from each other, all the way up there. One of the founding fathers said, no, we can't build a homeland in America for the Jews. It has to be in Judea. And I believe it was Adams who said that. But that was a strong movement to, well, let's bring the Jews here and give them a homeland. Let's get them out of Europe and bring them here. And they said, no, it's got to be. They knew enough of the Bible to know, no, Jerusalem's the capital. It has to be there. We can't make Jerusalem here. And so that's what Shemitah was all about. When they didn't honor the land and the city and their covenant with God, they got in trouble for it. But we're not going to be that. They couldn't do it because, Brother Copeland, they didn't do it by faith.
Well, that's the key to everything.
They didn't enter in the land.
Two things. You always start with love because God is love. And right there in the book of Galatians, faith works by love. How much time we have, Carol?
9 minutes.
Okay, I'll introduce this. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Now, let's go here. We start out here in the third and the fourth chapters. And you have to go back to the bottom here of the third. But with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith with them and them that heard it. So now this is a letter. And as you move, it has divisions. As you move through the fifth chapter, and you'll find in the fifth chapter the mission statement of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Now, you come down into the sixth. Our mission statement is right here in the 12th and 13th and 14th verses of the fifth chapter to bring believers from milk to meat.
Yes, sir.
And to... Everyone that you, being strong meat belongs to them of full age, even who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil, to come to maturity and the word of righteousness and so forth. Now, it divides right here.
Mm-hmm.
Then, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to maturity. And here's the principal doctrines of Christ. And the laying on of hands is right in the middle of it. So these are sacred, very sacred things. These are the principal teachings of Jesus.
This is the doctrines of the New Testament church.
Yes, it is.
This is what we're supposed to be built on right
there. And that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Right there. Yes, sir.
That's borne out what Jesus said in the last chapter of the book of Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as you flow through here, then you begin to learn the difference between the blood of animals and the precious blood of Jesus, where the covenants are ratified. Then, as you flow on through, verse 14 of the ninth chapter, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot, purge your conscience from dead works, serve the living God. So you should not have any more sin consciousness.
That's right.
Okay. Now, you just keep going, and you come into this 10th chapter in verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul. Now, makes a break right then, a big now. Now faith.
Yes. Yeah.
So, let's get this in the Classic Amplified Translation. Now, you'll see it on the screen. If you don't have a copy of that, get it some way. Now, faith is the confirmation title deed of the things we hope for. Hope is future. Mm-hmm. Hope is a powerful thing, but faith is now. You have to get in the Word. You have to study. You have to hear people preach and teach faith. And I've had people say, "Why don't you just teach faith all the time?" That's what I'm called to do.
Right.
And I heard the Lord say this to me. You are a faith specialist. Oral Roberts was a healing and miracle specialist. That's what God called him to do.
Right.
Kenneth Hagin was a faith specialist. He heard the audible voice of God say, "I have taught you faith through experience and the Word. Now you go teach my people faith."
Others are worship specialists.
That's right. Oh.
And that's just as much a calling as
absolutely. There are people that are called to bring the glory of God
yes.
down. I'm thinking about Michael Koulianos.
Absolutely.
And that entire group. And I've sat with him and talked to him, and he just hungry to know more about faith so he can enter it into what he's called to do in the glory of God. But here it is, just spelled out. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact. Faith perceiving as real fact.
Wow.
What is not revealed to the senses by faith, trust and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony, born to then obtained a good report. By faith we understand the worlds during successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, because He spoke it.
Yes, He did.
It was not made out of nothing. It was made out of faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright in right standing with God, and God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. And then there's, because faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven, even that he did not have a glimpse of death, he was not found, because God translated him.
Yes.
For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony, still on record, that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him out, prompted by faith. Noah.
Enoch was the first rapture.
Yes, it was.
That's the first rapture.
That's right.
It's right before Noah.
Now, he introduced it.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel preached, the promises preached, not mixed with faith, don't work.
That's right.
You have to mix it. And then the Apostle Paul also wrote in the 10th chapter of Romans,
yeah.
So now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
That's right. In the Greek, it says hearing by the Word of Christ.
Yes, Christ.
Jesus
the anointed
words,
Word. The
anointed,
Jesus Word.
Well, the Word made flesh.
Yes.
Who framed the worlds.
Yes.
Now faith is, I like that, now. God is always in the now.
Yes, He is.
Even if He went to the future, it's now. Even if He goes to the past, He's now. It's now. It's in the present. He is El Emunah in the Hebrew. He is the faithful God.
Praise God.
That's how you would say it.
And we're out of time. Praise God. How did you do that? We'll be back in just a few moments. Give the Lord a praise. Glory to God.
Now is the time to get your life in order and become all that God has in his heart for you to do and be. When you rest in him, he goes to work in and for you. Faith in God's love is how you can reset and get into shape, developing to your full potential to be able to stand in the face of anything that may be ahead in life. In the audio series, Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the understanding of God's plan for every person. Discover God's handbook for living, and the author who is on call 24/7 to help you, and develop a plan to build up the most important part of yourself, your spirit man. Your soul and body will line up with the Word of God as you develop your spirit. There is much more to you than meets the eye, and your true self, the person God designed you to be, can be developed to fulfill your whole potential. From the beginning right up to this moment, God has had in his heart for his people to be complete and whole, lacking nothing, spirit, soul, and body. Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body is an excellent study by Kenneth Copeland to help you become the person God designed you to be. This foundational teaching is available on MP3 disc, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And if you're listening, it's coming, praise God. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens and our class saying, God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.